Press freedom in Vietnam is limited, to say the least, but as Vietnam has joined more international groups such as the World Trade Organization, some people have wondered if the country is becoming more liberal. Journalists there have been pushing the limits, but as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Hanoi, it has been a case of one step forward, two steps back.
2 years ago, reformists in the Vietnamese government gave journalists from two prominent newspapers a green light to go after high-level corruption in the transport ministry. What became known as the PMU-18 scandal involved millions in public funds that were used to bet on European soccer matches. The scandal led to the arrest of a number of high-ranking government officials, including the deputy minister of transport. His boss was forced to resign, and the Vietnamese people began to think there was something to this anti-corruption drive. But that was then. Just 2 months ago, the two journalists who wrote the stories for the influential Tuy Tre and Thanh Nhien newspapers were sent to jail for inaccurate reporting and abuse of power. Their lawyers are unable to see them, their families won't talk, and just last week, Vietnam's conservatives struck again. In this broadside delivered on state-run television.
Sau đây là thông báo của Bộ Thông tin và Truyền thông về quyết định thu hồi thẻ nhà báo.
Five prominent journalists had their press cards pulled, including the deputy editor of the reformist Tuy Tre newspaper, which helped break the PMU-18 story. He has now been reassigned to the sales department. Do Quy Duan, the deputy minister of information and communication, says there was no political motive in the decision to arrest and demote the journalists involved in the PMU-18 affair. The papers, he says, simply had their facts wrong.
The most important thing for any journalist in the world is to ensure the truth and accuracy without any fabrication or exaggeration. The two journalists are being investigated not because of their articles on corruption on PMU-18, but because they exaggerated, they distorted the truth.
Never mind the facts seemed solid enough to convict the deputy minister and force the minister's resignation. Many observers now believe the recent arrests and disciplinary action against dozens more journalists will lead them to become more cautious and more self-censoring in the future. Carl Thayer is a Vietnam watcher at the Australian Defense Force Academy.
All across the board, I think the heads will be pulled in, and there'll be a chilling effect across the board in Vietnam. And part of that chilling effect's occurring is because a backlash has occurred that the Tuy Tre reports that we were just talking about in journalists, their punishment attracted a good deal of sympathy by intellectuals in the elite in Vietnam, and I think that was disturbing to the conservatives, and they want to scotch this very, very quickly.
But why now? Thayer has a theory about that, too. It involves Vietnam's skyrocketing inflation, growing social unrest, and a feeling that the government is unable to get a handle on its economic woes. And this makes conservatives nervous and wary of those who rock the boat, like journalists. Another reason Thayer believes the conservatives are in the ascendancy is because the reformists' longtime champion, former Prime Minister Vo Van Kiet, died earlier this summer.
His death came at a time when the journalist profession, particularly Tuy Tre and Thanh Nhien journalists, were under threat by the government for opening up on a current corruption case. And his death means that those kinds of journalists and people at the forefront of pushing for change no longer have a senior protector in Vietnam.
Score this round for the conservatives. And the deputy transport minister, convicted in the PMU-18 case? He's out of jail and back in favor. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.